With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's ground offensive expanded to every part of the Gaza Strip, its military says, and it's ordered more evacuations. Heavy bombardment this weekend followed the evacuation orders, and Palestinians in the sealed-off territory bordering Israel and Egypt say they're running out of places to go. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton says Israel's showing an abnormal amount of concern for civilian lives.
The IDF is operating with unusual care and restraint, as they always do, because they know, their leaders know, their elected leaders know, they are held to a unfair double standard by international opinion.
The Arkansas senator was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Harris flew to the Middle East to tackle climate change and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but she spent barely 24 hours on the ground in Dubai, less than time it took to get to the United Arabs and back. At the UN climate conference, when it was announced that, quote, Her Excellency Kamala Harris was taking the stage Saturday for remarks, she was not even in the room. Her chair sat unoccupied as world leaders assembled for the panel spoke, and when she did show up, she gave a short speech, then dashed off quickly, only to be summoned back for a group photo. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin denouncing those advocates what he says is an American retreat from responsibility and remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum. So Austin says U.S. leadership is needed to help keep the world safe as possible in the face of conflict.
President Biden has said American leadership is what holds the world together. From Russia to China, from Hamas to Iran, our rivals and foes want to divide and weaken the United States and to split us off from our allies and partners.
This is SRN News. They really are coming for your children.
The Wall Street Journal has been testing Instagram's Reels video service by setting up fake accounts pretending to be teenage boys and girls. What the paper found was that almost instantly those accounts were offered videos full of smutty content and overtly sexual adult videos. Experts have been warning for years that the algorithms that power many social media platforms are actively shopping salacious content to children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The vast majority of the scientific community in this country does not believe in God. A West Virginia University study finds just 22% of graduate students in science say they believe in God. 20% describe themselves as religious. By contrast, roughly 80% of the American public believes in God. The West Virginia study finds many religious scientists report being mistreated by their colleagues because of their faith. This is SRN News. There's ongoing redistricting issues in the Bayou State.
Louisiana lawmakers have until the end of January to draw and pass new congressional boundaries to replace the current map that a federal judge says dilutes the power of the state's black voters. Republican Governor-elect Jeff Landry has vowed to call a special session once he's inaugurated January 8th. Louisiana's current GOP-drawn map has white majorities in 5 of 6 districts, despite the fact black people account for 1/3 of the state's population. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers who targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? It's made in Israel. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.